This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking about the NFL schedule release, and to help us do that, we're going to talk a little bit about we're going to talk to our good friend on the Holland Capitas fan hotline, Mark Cabali. And Mark, your tweet a little bit ago actually hit the nail on the head when you said only the NFL could turn this into, you know, could turn a schedule unveiling when we already know who everybody's playing into this big ordeal. And you're right.
God bless him, I said. I mean, somehow, whatever they do comes out to be, you know, golden touch. And this is one of them. I mean, not only, Paul, that they have, you know, they have this show tonight, but anybody who follows the NFL has spent the better part of the day trying to track down when the Steelers are playing the Browns at home and if they're going to have any Thanksgiving games. When we know darn well, you wait a couple hours and you're going to find out anyway, but man, they're getting people to talk. And you see what they did this year, Paul. They gave you a little taste right at 8 o'clock in the morning when they allowed each network to release week one. So I think that just started it. So me, I wait till 8 o'clock. I get the email, and I'm like, okay, it's all good.
Well, I think the big thing about it, that, Mark, that's always ridiculous is you know, there's so many people now that have quote unquote sources. So many people out there that seem to know these. They seem to release a whole lot of this stuff before the show.
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is I know for a fact the NFL really cracked down on the individual teams this year and just kept hammering them about not putting out releases. I mean, not having any leaks or anything of that sort. But the problem is. They let their sponsors know if it's, you know, the local radio station or the local TV station. I'm sure the guys at the KDKA right now know what the schedule is. I mean, I think I saw one guy that found, like, somebody who worked in hotels in Green Bay, and they were able to find out when they are as well. So people are going to crazy extremes here to find out what we'll all find out for actually, you know, for a fact here in about an hour.
Right, and the thing about it is we already know who they're all playing, so I don't know that it's really that big of a deal, except for...
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm not a big schedule guy, Paul. I'm not a big believer in strength of schedule. I'm not a big believer in, you know, the things that go along with that. Well, the Steelers got the toughest schedule. Yeah, they got the toughest schedule if we were playing last year's team. But you know how much turnover there was with these teams from... You know, the past 5 months, do you know what could potentially happen from now until the start of the season, let alone what could happen from now until the end of the season? I'm pretty sure that teams 2 years ago were pretty worried about playing the Steelers in 2019. Then all of a sudden Ben gets hurt, and all of a sudden it changes a little bit. So I don't put any much stock into it. I'm more of a guy that looks and see how that team's playing at that particular time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that their schedule is going to be unbelievably hard when, you know, maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in Green Bay anymore. Maybe Pat Mahomes gets sick 1 week and it happens to be against the Steelers. Maybe the Browns collapse. You just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. Guys get hurt, guys, you know, guys underperform, guys get old. There's so many different things that happen to these teams. you just never know, you know, what it's going to look like when the actual season begins.
Yeah, you know, another thing is last year, I would argue that Houston was a pretty doggone good team week three, I think. Is that when they played them week three? When Houston put their guys out there on week 14 or 15, it was a pretty awful team. So things like that tend to happen. Even the team like Denver. Denver was an up-and-coming team week two last year. And like, hey, got to watch out for this game. Then all of a sudden you realize that, you know, they're not very good. So I think that changes. I mean, you get later in the season and, you know, teams have different things to play for and people get hurt. So only thing that matters to me is, you know how it is, Paul. Night games, let's have as few as possible. And when's the bye week? That's about all I'm caring about.
Well, and I would think that because it's the Steelers, they'll have five night games, right?
They should. I mean, you look at the ones built in already with Cleveland and Baltimore. Unless somebody protects it, like, you know, NBC protects this because they want that game. But, I mean, there are marquee type of matchups just with namesakes. If you're looking at Kansas City, if you're looking at even the Chargers is a pretty good game. The Raiders would be a great game. I mean, stuff like that that you can play. Even the Bengals. I mean, look at last year. They put the Bengals on Monday night, and they whipped them up pretty good. And that was late in the season. We all thought that was going to be a waste of time throw away. So you're just going to have to wait and see here. But let's just stay away from Christmas, Thanksgiving. I think they have avoided that. I mean, after, what was it, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, where they played on Thanksgiving in Indy, Christmas at home against Baltimore, then I think they played Cleveland on New Year's Day. We can stay away from that. That makes me happy. And that's all that matters, Paul, making me happy, right?
Well, exactly. You know, it's interesting. It probably tells you a little bit something about what they think about the Steelers that the Buffalo Bills game was not, I guess it's a 1 o'clock game. It's not like it's not considered a featured game. It's almost like they feel like the Bills are going to be a really good team and the Steelers aren't.
Yeah, it's a strange way to start the season. I mean, if you want Pittsburgh, Buffalo, don't you want that in November and December like it was last year or the last time they went to Buffalo before that when it snowed the entire game and Le'Veon Bell rushed for 200 yards. I'm not quite sure why they put it there, but I'm sure there's other. I haven't really dug into week one yet. I'm sure there's other marquee matchups that they probably protected at 4 o'clock, and I think the Ravens play on Monday night. So I think it hurt a little bit this year that the NFL decided not to have two Monday night games. If they were able to have two Monday night games, I'm sure they could have finagled it in a way definitely. I mean, they could have had the Raiders play late against the Ravens and the Steelers play early against the Bills, but they went away with the two Monday night games to start the season, which, you know, I don't think too many people. I mean, when you put so many teams on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night to start the season, all of a sudden, you know, the Sunday 1 o'clock schedule looks pretty lame, so maybe they were trying to stay away from that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is, like, it gets to a point where the problem you have with all of these kinds of schedules is that there is some guesswork. They're trying to figure out who's going to be good and who's not going to be good and who's got marquee, you know, teams and players and all that other stuff. And like we just said, it could change in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think they should just put the Cowboys on every single primetime game because apparently, you know, everybody wants to watch the Cowboys. Regardless if they're 3-10 or 10-3, so that's the route they should go to. Boy, is there anything worse lately than the AFC East or not AFC NFC East primetime game? Like, I really care about the Giants versus the Eagles. You know, those are getting to be extremely boring. The Cowboys and the Giants—they make such a big deal out of these games. And to me, I don't know. I mean, I watch it because it's football and it's on. But I'm not dying to see these type of teams myself. And there's those Thursday games too, Paul, when they go, you know, how many times have we seen Atlanta, Carolina on the Thursday game? I mean, I'm over that.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and Houston.
Well,
right?
But for the Thursday games, isn't that the way that they get those teams out there? Basically,
Who wants to watch those teams?
Right, but don't they have to have some of those?
I know in the previous years they've had every team represented on a Thursday night game. I'm not sure if that's written into the rule or not, but I guess they want to get everybody an opportunity to play on Thursday. But then what happens is you're forced into divisional games because they might think that that's more important. Then you get, silly games that you don't want to watch. I mean, it seems like every year we see, Tennessee versus Jacksonville or something, and who wants to really watch that, even if it's Tebow? I mean, even if it is Trevor Lawrence throwing to Tim Tebow with Urban Meyer calling the plays.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. it's amazing, Mark. I would say that Tim Tebow's chance of making the team, forget about making the team, making the training camp roster is probably almost nothing, right? And people are all worked up about it for some reason.
Well, he's worked up, but I mean, it's true. Why are you worked up about this? First of all, it's a 90-man roster, and I don't care if he's 34, never played the position, and hasn't been in the league for 9 years. If you see some of the players that the Steelers trot out there of 88, 89, 90, you would say, well, Tebow can't be much worse than that. That's the way I look at it. There's not some, when you're getting out to, 90 times 32 players, those, player number 1,200 or something are not very good. I would never count out Tebow because he's one of those freaky, crazy guys that, can play minor league baseball and football or whatever. But I'm not getting too worked up over that. I tell you one thing about Tebow. He's a guy that whipped the Steelers in the playoff game, right? He goes like 7-5 that year, including the playoffs. And he throws 8 more passes in his career. it seems like a guy to me that probably should have got another chance as well. But for some reason or not, he didn't get much of an opportunity. I know why he didn't. He's not very good. But boy, he does have the intangibles. So I wouldn't imagine him making the team. But you look at the tight ends on the Jacksonville roster, they're not very good.
Well, and I get a kick out of, like you said, I get a kick out of this thing where, he's taking a spot and an opportunity from someone who worked their whole life. And as you said, I mean, there's 32 teams. Most teams take at least, 5-6 tight ends to camp, right? Something like
that?
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about 160, 170 tight ends who are going to be in camp. I'm pretty sure if you're 171, you're not an NFL player.
Hey, I know the Steelers trotted some in last year during COVID. As practice squad guys, and you saw them hit the sled once or twice, and you just like, oh my goodness. Then I wouldn't be the only one thinking that because he would be cut the next day. So it's not like, like I said, they're overflowing with talent. The position, be honest with you, that the position league wide, that's a position that nobody wants to play in college anymore. You're either 4 wide receiver sets. Or you're either a big wide receiver making transition to tight end or an undersized lineman trying to be a tight end in the NFL. There's not too many pure, legit tight ends anymore coming out of college. So they're doing whatever they can do to try to find one. Is it a gimmick? Probably, but I'm not getting worked up over it. I know that.
Again, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, if you're, it's just like when Jordan went to the minor leagues, right?
Yeah, would he bat 180, 170?
Whatever, but, there's some guy who worked his whole career in baseball that didn't get a chance to be in the minors because Michael Jordan took a spot. I'm pretty sure whoever that guy is, okay, probably ain't a major league player anyway.
Yeah, you would think that he can overcome that, right? What was that, Double A in Birmingham? Double A in Birmingham supplanting potentially a 28-year-old, 29-year-old guy. I think, as Chuck Noll said, you might want to get on with your life's work at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. You absolutely need to get on to your life's work if you just got if the organization – thought so little of you that they let you go to make room for a guy who had never played before and was, what, about 30 years old at the time or whatever he was.
What about Tyler Eifert in Jacksonville? They're not bringing him back, but they'll sign Tebow.
Right.
Eifert was a, you know, second-round pick, I believe. You know, pretty highly regarded back in the day. I know he's in his 30s now, but Tebow is 34. Hey, Tebow's a big, muscular guy. If you're just going to put him out there and tell him to knock somebody out, he might have a chance to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Maybe. Maybe.
Mark, enjoy the schedule show, and hopefully it doesn't bring you too many night games.
Yeah, I might DVR it so I can watch it again later.
Exactly.
All right, Paul.
All right, my man. That's Mark Cabali on Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.